Praise God forever. Whew, gonna see him soon, I know that. Am I on? Oh, okay. Let's pray. We're gonna pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, that you have set up this church, these local churches, Father, so that we can be connected, Father. I love that word connected. You love unity, Father. You love connection. You love fellowship, Father God, and so does your children. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Father God, I ask you now to you to bring the message through my mouth, Father God, and say what you want to say and leave off what you want to leave off, Father God, and help me. And I thank you and I ask you to give listening hearts, ears, and minds to your children, Father God, Facebook and in church right here, Father, to take in what the Spirit is saying. And I thank you again, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay. I'm teaching on joy is a serious thing. I'll try to make a funny out of that, but it just didn't come off. No, I don't mean now. I mean even at home I couldn't. Okay. I'm going to start out with Psalms 27, 6. And it says, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. Joyful shouts is what it says in passion. Joyful shouts. So let's look at the power of this sacrifice of joy. Okay. See, rejoicing, you do it by faith. Like you do anything else, yeah, do it by faith. Okay. And it means you start to do it without feeling like you want to do it. That's a good statement. That's exactly how we are. Okay. You know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit irritates your flesh. Okay. Some people praise just enough to get their flesh irritated. Okay. Your flesh says, what are you doing? You know, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. They don't get it along with each other. You know that. Okay. Your rejoicing is a demonstration of thankfulness for Jesus' victory on your behalf. Amen. Over sickness, sin, disease, death, and the devil. Hallelujah. We are winners, y'all. We are winners. God, keep your mind on the Lord. Now, Psalms 5:11 says, let all those who put their trust in the Lord, let them ever, that means never stop, ever shout for joy. Rejoice. We put our trust in God. We put our trust in God. Okay. You know that the devil is trying to steal the word out of us. You know that. Because God's word produces joy in our hearts. And y'all know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. If we don't have strength, we can't fight. If we can't fight, we don't win. Hallelujah. Bottom line. Okay. Now, faith is like dynamite. The fuse to your faith is joy. You know, the missing ingredient to what you're standing on a promise, your missing ingredient is joy. Or it could be joy, unless you are joyful. It could be joy, but I believe it is joy. Boy, Lord Jesus, the world needs more joy. Okay. And let us start with the choice. Okay. We sing this song where Patty stops the song and says, he picked me up, turned me around, set my feet on solid ground. I can't help it. I turn around every time she says it. I can't. I get tickled. I get happy. I get joyful. Okay. I got a testimony right now. Okay. I got joyful when she sung that song. That was about a year ago. I got joyful. I turned all the way around. And I'd been to the doctor about hip problem. Those hurt a lot, you know. And when she sang that song, I turned around and the Holy Ghost came all over me. I'm telling you, I haven't had trouble with my hip yet. There is something about joy, y'all. It's a serious thing. Listen, When, now listen to this, I'm sure you know this too. When the symptoms come back, which they have, I always say, no, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I mean, I slap my hip and I mean it, you know, and it leaves. I'm telling you, y'all do that. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. It works every time for me. The word rejoice is in the Strong's Concordance about 186 times. Okay. Deuteronomy 12 and 12 and 16 and 11 says, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. Now he said, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. He means it. Okay. So you rejoice by choice. You choose to rejoice. Because you need your joy tank filled up and full, on full. We do it to the car. We should surely do it to our spiritual life. Remember, it is our strength. If you don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning. We don't want that. Okay, I got more testimonies. Okay. James 1, 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into testing and trials and afflictions. God didn't say, he didn't say, count it all love, count it all faith, count it all peace. Uh-huh. No, when afflictions are mentioned, joy is mentioned. Okay. Now, Habakkuk 3:17. Most people know this, okay. But the first part of that scripture is the Bonnie translation. When things are looking really bad, y'all. Okay. But it goes on to say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. Found that scripture years ago. It really has helped me. Okay. A sacrifice of joy, a sacrifice of shouting, a sacrifice of dance. It is a joyful shout of thankfulness to God's glorious mercy, grace, and faithfulness. Okay, it is an act of your will. It's an act of your will. You will yourself to do it. Okay, now, testimony again. Creflo Dollar, when he was fighting lung cancer, well, he was invited by some friends to their place over there. I don't know, it was a couple of pastors and some other people. And he says, I really don't feel like doing it, but they egged him on and he came, you know. And they were doing a play. And God has such a sense of humor. His part was a funeral director. Praise the Lord. He said through that play, he laughed so much he laughed. He felt so good. Then Jesus said to him, I told you a merry heart was medicine. And that is Proverbs 17:22, where it says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Okay. Or as Deborah always says, we have a Deborah translation, a cheerful giver does good like a medicine. There is something about lifting your voice loud enough to get your own attention. Louder than the other voices in your head. Okay. Now, you could say, I'm giving you, Lord, this shout of joy, because I know you are on my side and you are working in this situation. Have to know that, okay. It is literally a demonstration of your faith when you rejoice. And while you are rejoicing, something is happening back at the ranch. You know how that goes. I guess you do, okay. God's working on something. God is working out. God is reaching out into areas you could not reach yourself. God is making crooked things straight and darkness into light while you are rejoicing. Okay. Some people Some people may want to practice this a little at home because they want to practice to be able to rejoice and still look cool. Okay. No, you all know this. This is 2 Samuel 6:16. King David was leaping and dancing and shouting when the ark was brought back to the house of Israel. Remember, King David's wife said, "You looked obscene today." And you know what David said? I love this. I'll be yet more vile than this. I can't help it, it's funny. The Bible is funny. Okay, there's joy on the words of God. Okay, or in other words, it's fixing to get worse, folks. Okay, now listen to this. Even when COVID came, and we were given the orders to be locked down in the house, I looked, there was so many funny things on Facebook. So see, it proves you can laugh even in really bad circumstances. The joy of the Lord is so powerful, the anointing is called the oil of joy. Jesus was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness, Psalms 45:7. The anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden is called the oil of joy. Psalms 92:10 says, David was speaking, "I have been anointed with fresh oil." Some people actually just need an oil change. Okay. Okay. You know, in the natural, you put oil in put oil on bolts, you know, and it makes it easier to get them off. Okay. Well, spiritual oil of joy makes things easier to cope. It sure does, I'll tell you. Okay. Okay. Psalms 126:1, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongues with joyful shouting. You cannot do that with your mouth shut. Y'all remember that. You can't do that with your mouth shut. Okay. Laughter is one way you can resist the devil and win every time. Okay, prove it right here in a testimony. It happened to me. I woke up in the morning, around 5 or something like that, and my heart was beating terribly irregular and very fast, very fast, very fast, very fast. Okay, it's a horrible feeling. It is a horrible feeling. Okay. Okay, well, we're taught that we have weapons. Well, I praised, I spoke the scripture, I told it to leave, I still got no relief. Okay, and then out of my mouth came this. See, I always think you've got to hear a little voice, you know, to be led by the Spirit. Well, out of my mouth came, "I'm not happy." I mean, like, would I be saying that if I was, you know, would I be saying, "I'm not happy," when I'm feeling really sick, you know? Out of my voice came, "I'm not happy." Well, it struck me funny, just for an instant, struck me funny. And I go, and I noticed when I went, I started feeling better, y'all. And then you know what? I started fake laughing. I did. But you know what? That left. Amen. The beat came on track and it slowed down. Faking laughing. And you know, I read somewhere, that your body does not know the difference between, the endorphins don't know the difference between fake laughter and real laughter. Pastor said so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, Psalms 2:4 says, God sits in the heavens and he laughs. You know, he is the original laugher. He is the original laugher. Okay. Some people may be too spiritual for this message, but you just can't get more spiritual than God. Can't get more spiritual. He laughs all the time, I bet. Especially at us down here. Your rejoicing and laughter is a demonstration that Satan is defeated. Ha, ha, ha. We are victorious. We are victorious. Okay. Laughter, singing, dancing are all signs of joy and gladness, gladness of heart. Okay. Rejoicing is a demonstration of your faith, because you rejoice by faith. It is your celebration, your celebration is a demonstration of your expectation. So act like you got it before you get it. Okay. Okay. And joy and rejoicing and laughter enhances the atmosphere for healings. Prove that. Okay. Now I've got another testimony. Okay. This was, I think, I don't know, it doesn't matter, 12 days ago or something like that, or 6 days ago. Okay. I do have a little trouble with my joints right here. Okay. But that's only like if I throw it out like that, then it hurts. I can pick up real heavy things, but otherwise, okay. But I woke up this one morning and my thumb was in pain. I mean, I know it's just a thumb, but it was in pain, real bad pain. And it wouldn't go away. Okay. So I put all stuff, kind of stuff on it, put my glove on it. But we were going shopping. Okay, and by the time I left my house, by the time we got to Columbus, and for some reason, Ish made a left turn. Listen to this. I did again. I forgot half the thing. Okay, get back to the pain in the thumb. Okay, in the car, I knew I was going to be teaching on joy. Okay, in the car, I says, man, I got to do something. I got to get joyful, because a merry heart does good like a medicine. Okay, so I said, ha, 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 and my friend across the seat says, ho, ho. And then I go, he's just a big laugher, you know. And so I goes, ha, 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 ha. And he goes, ho, ho, ha, ha, ho. You know, that's Ishel. And so I started singing happy songs. I started singing praise songs. No relief, y'all. Happy songs, praise songs, praying in the Holy Ghost. Nothing, okay. And then the left turn really has nothing to do with anything. But anyways, when he made that left turn, for some reason, I lifted up my hand and I said, Jesus, the pain left, y'all, never to come back again, ever. In fact, them thumbs that I had trouble with, I don't have trouble with them anymore. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ forever. And then pastor's not the only one with a lightning quick mind. My lightning quick mind said, oh, That must be what it means to be unconsciously led by the Holy Ghost. Duh. I'm not kidding you. Why would I lift up my thing and go, Jesus? I mean, and tap it. I had no idea. My brain said, what are you doing, you know? And so, of course, I told it, shut up. Okay. Now listen. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Romans 14:17. But of living a life of goodness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So listen to this. One-third of our job description is joy. I can plainly tell that. You can plainly tell that. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Okay. So, 68:3, Psalms. Reminds me, I told you what book it is. Okay. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before the Lord. Let them rejoice exceedingly. And I am going to put down here a little P.S. Remember David. We're done. Remember David. I want to say, just point at somebody and say, you know, he was vile. No, I'm done.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538 or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.